The leader of a group representing trial lawyers says criminal immunity makes it difficult to get justice.
What we're trying to do is educate the public that when you grant immunity to someone, you allow them to be as irresponsible as they want to be, and it's going to be the taxpayer that pays the freight. If someone else doesn't pay, then they are specifically responsible.
Chris Dombaugh is president of the Wisconsin Association for Justice. A bill at the state capitol would protect heroin users who call 911 to report an overdose. Dombaugh is in total agreement with such Good Samaritan laws.
They will not be charged with a crime by the district attorney from that area if they come in and are found to be possessing drugs. And we support that fully 100%. You know, when there's a greater good that is being served, it makes sense.
Also, he says, immunity for first responders is good policy. But shooting ranges, for example, should not be granted immunity from a civil lawsuit. Stumbaugh also cites the Castle Doctrine, signed into law 2 years ago, as bad policy. Immunity is licensed to be careless, he says, and there are no civil consequences. Supporters argue immunity is needed in cases of self-defense and for certain recreational activities, including hunting, operating ATVs, ballooning, climbing observation towers, and sport shooting. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.